I want to talk to you guys about pushing through self-imposed beliefs and limits, okay? So we all have these things that we say, oh, well, I just love sweets, I can't help it. Oh, my family, they have this gene, I'm big boned, I can't lose weight, we're all big framed. What else? You know, I hate exercise, how am I ever going to get a round butt? I hate eating healthy, I hate the gym. There's all these things that we put on ourselves, right? And I can't do that, I don't lose weight, it just doesn't work. I've heard it all, because I've been a personal trainer, I've been a studio owner, I've been a dance instructor, I've been all these things, and this is where you hear a lot of these things. So, I've heard many, many excuses, and let's stop with the excuses, because what are they doing for us? They're not doing anything for us. They're not good. They're not helping us, okay? So throw those excuses away, and I know it's easier said than done. Me, my excuse often is, I'm all or nothing, which can be good and it can be bad, right? And I'm always celebrating my goodness, like, I'm all, yay! I'm not eating anything bad, I'm working out every minute, and I'm doing a fitness competition. That's not good, right? Because then there's the nothing. And it does come, right? All or nothing. I should do a whole vlog about this, really, because I know it all too well. So that's usually my my self-inflicted thing, okay? So I tell, oh, I'm all or nothing, and it's awesome when I'm all. It is awesome when I'm all, yes. But other things go by the wayside when I'm being all fitness and nothing else, right? Right now, like for example right now, having a baby, I can't be all. There's no way. I have this whole other life depending on me all day and all night, you know, especially when he's sick or teething or whatever it is. I can't be all fitness. As much as I want, I love being all fitness and being crazy hardcore and all this. I'm still getting used to these. Oh. Okay. So yeah, I can't be all fitness. So then what happens? I become nothing. Okay, so with my personality and what I tell myself, because I feel I'm all or nothing, then I'm nothing. And I just eat ice cream and sit around and watch TV all day with my baby, which is fun for a bit, but you gotta pull yourself out of that. So for me, I'm looking for balance, and I'm not gonna get into balance so much right now. We will talk about that at some point. You know, I do see the beauty in non-balance also, because you can get stuff done quick. But for life, for the long run, balance is better. I'm always searching for balance in many things in my life. It's hard, but I'm not talking about balance today. What I want to talk about today is getting rid of those thoughts you tell yourself, right? You can't get rid of them, but I want you to react to them in a different way. So I'm always telling myself, oh, you're all or nothing. And so then, of course, I'm going to be all or nothing. I'm not going to be in the middle. So I need to tell myself, you know what? Yay, you worked out 3 times this week. And the other side of me says, oh, 3 times is nothing. What are you doing? You love the gym. Why aren't you at the gym every day? You know, and this other side of me has to say, you know what, you made it 3 times. That's better than nothing. That's better than last week. You did nothing. You sat there. So, and same as with eating, right? Maybe I had a Cinnabon this week. Yes, I did have one, but the rest of the week was amazing. So I have to be like, hey, you know what? I had one little thing. It's okay. Well, not little. It's over 500 calories, but hey, that's like a meal. Oh, well. And move on. Like, everything else is good. So, you know, that's what I want you to get on. So think about it. What is your thing? What do you tell yourself? I love sweets too much. I'm too social. I can't do this. You know, I hate working out. There's many, many excuses people use. My family's unhealthy, so I can't be healthy. Think about that. First of all, try and fix it. Okay, so if you hate exercise, try and figure out an exercise you like. If your family's unhealthy, that's making you unhealthy, you got to get them healthy maybe, or just ignore. You know, try and figure out a solution, first of all. That's good. And then after that, even if that's not working, stop telling yourself that, right? Like, it doesn't have to be a problem. Don't tell yourself that, okay? So it's not a problem if you don't keep repeating it to yourself, okay? So if you're, let's take you hate exercise, okay? So a lot of people tell me this, I hate exercise, I need you to force me to exercise. Hate exercise, I hate exercise. So first of all, stop saying that and start saying, I'm going to find an exercise I love, Okay, because that can be done, and you need to believe it, though. You need to believe it. But until you believe it, just tell yourself that. You might not believe it, but just tell yourself that. And you will start believing it, and you'll figure out an exercise you love, so that will lead you to really believe it, because you'll be doing it. So it's all about telling yourself. Telling yourself no. Like, stopping yourself in your tracks. Stopping your head from saying, that's why. Stop believing all these excuses. Like, stop it. They're excuses. That's what they are. And in the bottom of your heart, you probably realize they're excuses. But sometimes we say them to ourselves for so many years and to so many people and all the time that we start believing them, right? We start believing all those excuses ourselves and we start using them to ourselves. That's when it becomes really damaging, right? So stop telling people, stop telling yourself, and just get on with it and realize, like, some of these things you've been telling yourself, you might not even think they're excuses. You think they're the truth. I mean, and maybe they are kind of the truth or whatever, but you can bust past that. We can bust past all these things. You can change anything, really. Okay, you really can change anything. Stop sitting and letting life pass you by. You know, get in there and change things. Make a difference. If you don't like something, change it. Figure out what you don't like, first of all, because that's sometimes the problem, right? Sometimes people are like, I'm good, but underneath they're not. So, like, figure out what needs changing and then change it. Like, get on a path and change things. Make a difference in your life. Don't let life take you for a ride. Like, you are in charge. You're the driver of your own life. You can do it. You can make a difference. You can make your life whatever you want it to be. It might be hard. Yes, it will be hard. Everything's hard. It's not worth it if it's not hard, probably. Like, you know, life is hard, but we can take it into our own reins and just go for it. Do what you want to do. Some people tell me, a lot of the times, I bring it back to fitness competitions because I hear this a lot. I don't think I could do one. Of course you could do one if you want. It just needs to be a priority, right? If you really want to do one, you could do one, right? It's just a matter of figuring out how, and it's a lot, there's a lot to do, and then preparing for it, and all that work. Yes, it is hard, but you can do it if you want to. So stop just sitting there saying, I can't lose weight, I can't do this, I can't, not I can, and I will. Like my shirt said the other day, I can and I will. And you can, and you will, and I know you can, okay? So just bust through all those self things that you tell yourself or tell others, you know, and just get on with it. Like, what do you want, and what do you have to do to get there? It's that simple. I know it's simple, but also hard at the same time, because it's your whole life, it's a lot. But really, I want you to contemplate that for a while. Like, think about that today. What do you want, and what do you have to do to get there in the grand scheme of life? Not just for fitness, not just, what do you want? Do you want to be me? I wanted to be a photographer. You know what? I went for it. It took me maybe 10 years, but I actually, now I'm working towards that. It feels great. It feels really good when you bust through something and start working towards it, right? I didn't decide to be a photographer when I was 20 and just out of school and I had all the opportunities to learn everything. I decided now at a later age, and it's going amazing though, right? It's hard. I have kids. I have another career. I have all this other stuff. I also want to be a photographer though, so I'm going to work on that, right? Just like weight loss. If you want to lose weight and get a different body, you can. You can change your body. Like, look at inspiring body transformations. And that really gets me going because I'm like, look what they did. Oh my goodness. We can do anything with these bodies. It's amazing. So it's really amazing what you can do. And not just in bodies and career, everything. Relationships, eating, you know, anything, having kids. There's so many things that we say, I can't do this now, and oh, I'll never have this, or no, you can do everything if you really want to. It's just, I've talked about this, it's a matter of priority. So if you make that your priority, it will happen. You will do it. Work towards it. And you know, you're gonna have, even if you don't get to the end goal, you're gonna have such a good time working towards it if you have the right attitude, right? So work towards your goals. And you know, just think about what you want. Get on that. Because often people just let it go by, and they don't really focus in on exactly what they want in life. Right? And then they feel it's too late all of a sudden. First of all, it's never too late. You can always work towards something. Well, some things it's too late. I don't think I'll be a famous rapper now. Although, maybe I will. I don't know. That was a dream of mine. But, yeah, my mom tells me I'm too old now. We'll see. I believe you can do anything at any age. My rapper dreams aren't even shattered yet. If that was a priority, I'd start working towards it. But there are some other things ahead of that, I guess. And yeah, think about what you want and start working towards it and stop telling yourself things. Don't let that voice in your head tell you negative things. Just block it out with a positive voice, right? Let that positive voice shine through and tell you you can do anything you want. I know I'm sounding super cheesy, but it's true, okay? So get in there and do that. Have a great day, guys.